China threatens Philippines for congratulations on Taiwan election. By John Hayward on January 16, 2024. The Chinese Communist government sent a threatening message to Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Tuesday, warning that he was playing with fire by congratulating William Lai Ching-tae for winning Taiwan's presidential election over the weekend. Marcos wrote a simple congratulatory note to Lai on Monday on Twitter, celebrating his election as Taiwan's next president and looking forward to close collaboration, strengthening mutual interests, fostering peace, and ensuring prosperity for our peoples in the years ahead. China erupted in fury, declaring itself strongly dissatisfied and resolutely opposed to Marcos' comments and demanding a responsible explanation from the Philippine government. The remarks of Philippines President gravely violate the One China principle and the communique on the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and the Philippines, seriously go against the Philippines' political commitments to China, and blatantly interfere in China's internal affairs. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning railed at a press conference on Tuesday. "We would like to make it clear to the Philippines that it should refrain from playing with fire on the Taiwan question. Earnestly abide by the One China principle and the joint communique of establishing diplomatic ties between China and the Philippines. Immediately stop the wrong words and deeds on Taiwan-related issues and stop sending any wrong signal to Taiwan independence separatist forces," Mao threatened. "We suggest President Marcos read more to develop a proper understanding of the ins and outs of the Taiwan question and come to a right conclusion," she added condescendingly. China summoned the Philippine ambassador on Tuesday to lodge a formal complaint. The Philippine Foreign Ministry responded that it still considers Taiwan part of China, and Marcos' friendly message of congratulations to Lai was not intended to signal a shift in policy. "The message of President Marcos congratulating the new president was his way of thanking them for hosting our OFWs and holding a successful democratic process. Nevertheless, the Philippines reaffirms its One China policy," the Philippine Foreign Ministry said. Related video: Not again. Chinese Navy ship harasses U.S. destroyer during Taiwan Strait maneuver. OFWs are overseas Filipino workers, people who migrate to other countries in search of employment. OFWs are celebrated in the Philippines for enduring difficult conditions overseas and earning money they remit to their families back home. Almost 200,000 Filipinos work in Taiwan. Tensions between China and the Philippines have been running high ever since the election of Marcos Jr., who ran on promises to stand up to China more than his predecessor, the mercurial Rodrigo Duterte. In recent months, China and Taiwan have clashed over disputed islands in the South China Sea. The Philippines accused China of dangerous harassment in the region, including attacking Philippine ships with water cannons and physically impeding supply missions to the Philippine outpost on 2nd Thomas Shoal. The Marcos administration turned to closer coordination with the United States as tensions with China escalated. On Monday, Philippine Armed Forces Chief of Staff General Romeo Brauner Jr. said his forces would upgrade their outposts and acquire more ships, aircraft, and radar to consolidate Manila's claims in the South China Sea. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Mao Ning responded in her Tuesday press conference by declaring China has indisputable sovereignty over the islands in question, and firmly opposes what she dismissed as illegal construction by the Philippines.